Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue says the work requirement that's creating quite a bit of discussion in the 2018 Farm Bill is supported by the American people. During a recent visit with farm broadcasters in Washington, Secretary Perdue said the work requirement for SNAP benefits is not new.
The Supplemental Nutrition Program has a title there that has had a work requirement, and I think the committee has just said we want an enforceable work requirement. If you look at Americans and ask them, do you think people who get food stamps should work some 20 hours a week, 80% of them would say yes, Democrats and Republicans.
Secretary Perdue says he supports the work of the House Agriculture Committee who drafted the Farm Bill.
It's part of the title of the Farm Bill, and they did their job in saying that we believe if someone is entitled to the generosity and the compassion of the American public and the taxpayer, then this ought to be a temporary thing where we help them move from dependency to independent lifestyle.
The secretary said the requirements in the 2015 Farm Bill were not as effective as hoped.
When you look at the graph of unemployment rate versus the people on welfare, it has, on food stamps, it has come down some, but not nearly commensurably with the employment rate.
We'll have more in a moment.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the upcoming primary election. This is the most important thing you can do on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important chore on primary election day than to make their voice heard and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Secretary Perdue says the work requirement doesn't really change the overall price tag of the Farm Bill.
It was not really necessarily a cost-saving issue because they moved the money from the food stamp issuance into education and training. And that is the ramp up. In America, we believe we ought to help people up, help lift them up. And many times you can't lift them up a big cliff. You can give them a ramp. And I think the education and training provides the ramp up for those who are able to work.
He says the work requirement only affects those that are able to work.
We're not talking about mothers with small children. We're not talking about disabled. We're not talking about mentally incapacitated people. We're talking about able-bodied people who can and should be working.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.